From the corner of his blue teardrop tattoo eye, he watches her. It hurts too much to look at her face staring at him from the other side of the glass. His Carmelita, his little sister, all grown up. He was supposed to have stayed behind to protect her. He had begged her not to come visit him in a place like this. Wait until I'm out. Save your time and money traveling so far for a 2-hour visit. His Carmelita was stubborn and funny. I want to see you in that orange jumpsuit and see if it flatters your olive complexion. Now he feels so stupid, a fucked up lifer sitting in this broom closet for this ridiculous so-called no-contact family visit. He bites his lower lip. It must be all that solitary time playing tricks on his mind, or maybe he's staring too hard at the corner of the window. Instead, he sees a little girl in pigtails doing cartwheels on the crooked sidewalk in Barelas. He blinks his eyes. He can't believe that well-dressed, beautiful woman is his Carmelita. He feels a lump in his throat and desperately holds back that one solitary tear. Even back then, he knew she would never be a Cholita. She was so smart and talented. He remembered yelling and screaming at her as he pushed her away from his world. You're too good for this gangster life. Once you get into the gang, there's no way out. You deserve a better life. Finish school and be something, not a little puta. He was adamant and walked away, ignoring her for years. He can't believe how his homeboys feared him back then. He was that crazy vato loco from B-13 who kept everyone in line. When he demanded no one would touch his sister, no one dared. His heart swells looking at her, knowing she's living a good life. She sits so regal and confident, wearing expensive jewelry and clothing. His cell is covered with postcards she sends him from her travels around the world. He's nervous. How do you talk to a woman like that? But when she throws back her head and laughs from deep inside, he knows it's still his little Carmelita inside that sophisticated body. Visiting hours are over, the guard announces. They both stand, facing each other, placing their left hands on the glass. I love you, she tells him. And for the first time in many years, he finds it so easy to tell her, I love you too. She walks away waving, smiling with tears in her eyes. She will go back to her beautiful two-story house while he is sent back to solitary in a tiny broom closet cell. Instead of feeling pity for himself, he's content and happy. Maybe I am a vato loco, but at least I did one good thing in my life, he tells himself. Pushing my sister away from the gangster life was the best and only good thing I've ever done in my life.